From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The flight of two B-1 Lancer strategic bombers over South Korea is the United States' response to the North's latest nuclear test. Tuesday's flight over Osan Air Base is intended both as a show of force and of solidarity. The U.S. is pushing for further United Nations sanctions over the previous week's nuclear test. Washington's Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Sung Kim, says a swift and clear response is needed.
With this latest nuclear test, the second this year and fifth overall, and its over 20 missile launches just this year, North Korea once again has demonstrated blatant and reckless disregard for its commitments and international obligations. This is quite unprecedented, even by North Korea standards.
The nuclear envoys of South Korea and the U.S. were meeting in Seoul on Tuesday to discuss their response to the North's nuclear test. As the second day of the ceasefire began Tuesday, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it appeared to be holding despite sporadic and minor violations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said hours after the ceasefire began that early reports suggested violence was dying down.
There is a report that just crossed my desk from Reuters that the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that major conflict zones in Syria were calm after the ceasefire took effect at 7 p.m. on Monday.
Meanwhile, around 20 trucks with the World Food Program logos carrying aid crossed into northern Syria Tuesday. A Turkish official said those trucks were carrying mostly food and flour. This is VOA News. That's the sound of Chinese riot police Tuesday as they fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in the fishing village of Wukan in the southern province of Guangdong. Pre-dawn police raid had turned to violence after at least 13 people were arrested. Human rights activists in Hong Kong say the crackdown could represent a push to silence Wukan. Those villagers received international attention after a 2011 uprising that led to authorities granting direct village-wide elections. German police Tuesday arrested three Syrian men accused of being members of the Islamic State jihadist group, according to prosecutors. More than 200 police took part in pre-dawn raids in northern Germany to detain the men. They are suspected of either plotting an attack or awaiting orders to commit one. This is the spokesman for the German federal prosecutor, Stefan Biel.
Alle drei Personen haben die Balkanroute.
He says, we accuse the three arrested of being members of the so-called Islamic State and of being commissioned to come to Germany. According to our investigation, they are IS servants and are ready for operations and attacks abroad. Last October, the three men left Syria and traveled via Turkey and Greece and arrived in Germany in mid-November. A Filipino crewman was killed Tuesday during a safety drill on the world's biggest cruise liner, the Harmony of the Seas, as it was docked in southern France, according to a city official. The 42-year-old crewman and four others were aboard a lifeboat when it became detached from the ship in Marseille and fell 10 meters into the water, according to the deputy mayor. Two crewmen were fighting for their lives and are evacuated to a hospital in the French Mediterranean port city. He said it was not immediately known why that lifeboat became detached. Taiwan has charged three foreigners over a $2.6 million cyber heist that used malware to hack into a major local bank's ATM networks. According to prosecutors Tuesday, they are seeking 12-year jail terms. The attack is the first of its kind in Taiwan, and it targeted the First Commercial Bank's ATM network in July and saw money withdrawn from dozens of machines in three cities. Wall Street stocks opened lower Tuesday as petroleum-linked equities took a hit due to a drop in oil prices. Dow members ExxonMobil and Chevron were both down more than 1% after the International Energy Agency predicted the global supply glut would last 6 months longer than previously thought and slash its demand outlook. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.